It's the Morning News Express 841 and WFMD.
What you just said to me off air was one of the most absurd things you've ever said.
Why?
That's the same.
It's exactly the same.
I don't know.
Marketing is marketing,
right. But okay. I wanted to get to at least one other thing happening this weekend before we move on to other stuff.
Insane things that you talk about.
No, at Old Mother Brewing, the Rock School, the Let There Be Rock School is going to celebrate 10 years. So they are going to have pretty much all their instructors and students perform along with a bunch of other bands. That's going to happen for free starting at 5 o'clock.
Awesome.
Saturday.
That's good stuff. I love those guys.
Yeah.
They do a good job.
They do. Oh, you don't
rocking the kids out. I don't want you touching my stuff.
My banana.
If you would like it, you're more than welcome to have it.
No,
I am here
I
to
didn't
share.
Touch it.
I'm
I didn't
here to share. It. It's fine.
You're
you
sick. I don't want your banana.
Well, you take the peel off and you're good. All right. So an article you wrote in the Frederick paper an article, which
I did. Yeah, once. One time I did an article.
About the disparity study.
This is what they want to do.
They want to do a study.
They're going to do a study.
Yeah, how am I going to say this?
Let's hear it.
This is what the administration likes to do. They like to study stuff.
I have no opinion. I'm not allowed to have opinions, I'm told.
On here you're allowed to have an opinion. But it keeps you out of trouble. Yes, they do a lot of studies. Michael Connor likes to get a lot of different opinions about stuff before he moves forward.
Yes, they budgeted $100,000 for this study. Oh, if you didn't like that, you're not going to like this. So then for the
$100,000 for a stinking study on what? On what are we studying?
$100,000 in last year's budget for this study, and as they get ready for this year's budget, for the 2021 budget, they're going to budget about $158,000. So it's all going to come together for a total of about $250,000 for this study.
To study what? That's what I need to know.
Disparity. So minority and gender, we'll say women-owned businesses, they want to make sure. And there's precedents in courts. They talked about this at the workshop yesterday for this. The city actually does have to do this legally at this point because they're trying to figure out if everybody's being given a fair shot, and they're not sure, so they're collecting data, and they're going to look at the data.
And that's going to cost $250,000.
I guess so. That's what they budgeted. Now, one of the more interesting wrinkles in this story was they were hoping the county would get on board with the study and also participate, and the county declined a couple times.
Well, because they're smart.
Well, either way, so they're going about this by themselves.
I mean, we just saw a new business opening up with models and mannequins and dolls' heads and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's a female owned. Well, so okay, go through the news post. Maybe that's what they need to do.
Read the newspaper.
Word search it and see how many. I don't understand this. And so, what are they going to do when they sit there and say, "Well, obviously, we're not treating women more fairly than men, or blacks, or Hispanics, or Chinese, or Asian, whatever." It also has to do with who's asking to open up a business. Because if it's all a bunch of white guys asking to open up a business, well, there's nothing you can do to be fair unless there's a woman who asks to open up a business.
Well, it's almost like the Rooney Rule in the NFL.
You are, right.
You have to.
Which, by the way, is being just mangled to shreds.
I think that's the only reason why your boy Jerry Jones interviewed Marvin Lewis,
he could have interviewed Chris Richard, right, who was on his staff. Mm-hmm. But I mean,
So this should all be noted too, as I go to great pains to point out in the story. This was only a workshop. So this is not. This will be voted on next month.
They've already budgeted the money. So it's just going to be rubber stamped. I've heard any of the aldermen actually stand up to the mayor.
They still need to green light it officially though before it goes through. So we can't talk as though this is absolutely going to happen. 99.9%. It's going to happen.
You should go with 93%.
93, why?
Okay,
why?
Well, because unless you want to, you're not sitting over there at our other station at 99.9. Well, we're at 99.9 HD2, so we're good.
Okay.
Yeah, so,
where's the live stream? What happened to Facebook Live?
I don't have the power, and I don't have the willpower anymore to put you on Facebook.
Oh.
You need to dress up a little bit better if you want Facebook stream.
I look great.
Yeah, okay.
That's so anyway, and then also,
So what are they going to do? I mean, so the nuts and the bolts of it is, because we got to go, and that is we're going to find out whether or not we're allowing minority-owned businesses, or is this talking about hiring practices within the county or within the city?
Well, the key word in a disparity study is disparity, and what is disparity? So that's what they're really looking into. They're going to find out if they're doing anything wrong, what they're doing wrong, and how they can correct it. None of those things are established right now. They have to look at the data. They have to look at things that already exist and the practices that they've already implemented before they can really make any conclusion about what's next. But, you know, you don't look thrilled about any of this.
Well, I think it's a waste of money.
Well, it's $258,000 by the end of the day, I believe.
Who's doing the study?
A firm out of Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, there you go.
That's
it's always a firm out of Atlanta or Florida or something.
It's always a firm out of Atlanta, Georgia.
Well,
I didn't know
what was it? The firm in Florida designed the ill-fated logo.
Yeah.
And how much money was that?
Well,
come on, Colin. Get down into the, dig into the weeds.
I'll dig into the weeds.
Into the weeds. We got to know what's going to, we're talking about disadvantaged business enterprises. I'm disadvantaged because I'm fat, white, old guy. So I should get X amount of dollars, Oh, no.
Let's start a GoFundMe for Bob Miller.
You've had too much of you've had your chances.
You've had your chances.
Here's my disadvantage. Here's my disparity. I don't have the money to open up a business. So I want to have money to open up a business. Give it to me. Is that what we're talking about?
You have to qualify.
What do you mean I have to qualify? Nobody qualifies anymore.
This study does not mean
disparity, right? Just want to open it up.
But this study does not mean they're just going to give out money to anybody who wants it as long as they're not.
What are they doing it for? Oh, by the way, we're not giving enough. We're not doing enough for minority owners or females or whatever. And we'll do better. We're going to do better. We'll make sure that we put in place better forms or something. Good for us. Good for us.
Whew.
I mean, think about it. What are they going to do? Give out money. Kind of a grant. Give out grants, what are they going to do?
They're not
rubber stamp. Oh, well, you're a female. Oh, you'll get a job. Your business plan stinks, and don't really want to be able to put you in, Frederick, but we will because
it's when you go and get contract work done for the government. That's a part of this puzzle, too. Like, if you are going to have a proposal to do renovations for City Hall, that contract work needs to go out. This is what they're looking into, to businesses other than just, like you keep saying.
Yeah, yes, you know what? And they did that with the stinking logo. They didn't go in Frederick. They went to Florida, and look what happened.
No, I'm talking about locally. Locally, like, you can award jobs to,
I understand that.
Women-owned businesses.
But you know what? When it comes to business, if everything is equal, then that's fine. But if a woman's business, and I don't mean to pick on the women, but if she comes in, if the women-owned business is $65,000 more than Colin McGuire's business, and the city goes because she's a woman, well, I cry foul. Because it should be you're spending taxpayer dollars, and it should be everything is equal except for the money, then you should go with the lower price, not with because it's a woman and we have to, there's disparity.
But that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to do that, though. Love you, Bob.
All right, there you go. You can read the article online. It's
FrederickNewsPost.com.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
And that's a Colin McGuire.
That's
He's on Twitter too. It's something Paddock.
Colin Paddock.
Paddock Choir, right?
Paddraic.
Oh,
Paddraic.
Yeah, well, I mean, why don't you just change it?
I also took the Packers and Titans this weekend. So.
Okay. You're taking the Titans? No.
Yeah. Plus 7?
You don't have a clue. You don't have a clue. You want to know why?
They said that against Baltimore,
too. You want to know why? I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Who was in the very first Super Bowl?
The Packers.
And?
They
wear red.
The Redskins.
Nope.
The Chiefs.
Yes.
Oh, the Packers and Chiefs.
Yes.
Yeah,
first Super Bowl. And we're now in the 100th season. Who do you think's going to be in the Super Bowl?
Wow. Okay.
I'm already writing the stories there, Colin.
930 WFMD traffic for Frederick and surrounding counties. 81 North.